That's always kind of been her thing, right? Drawing?
You have to promise not to freak out.
Amber drew that?
She's working through some stuff.
You know, feelings aren't bad. When you get angry, sad, or scared, put it in here, where it can't hurt anyone.
Here's the thing. Life is all about balancing the good and the bad.
I saw an eyeball with legs.
Every part of that was horrifying.
Sketch. In theaters now. Get your tickets at angel.com/sketch.
Amber's drawings might be.
You have to promise not to freak out.
You're not an evil person just because you drew pictures.
Amber drew that?
What in the...
Sketch. In theaters now. Get your tickets at angel.com/sketch.
That's always kind of been her thing, right? Drawing?
You have to promise not to freak out.
Amber drew that?
She's working through some stuff.
You know, feelings aren't bad. When you get angry, sad, or scared, put it in here, where it can't hurt anyone.
Here's the thing. Life is all about balancing the good and the bad.
I saw an eyeball with legs.
Every part of that was horrifying.
Sketch. In theaters now. Get your tickets at angel.com/sketch.
Amber's drawings might be.
You have to promise not to freak out.
You're not an evil person just because you drew pictures.
Amber drew that?
What in the...
Sketch. In theaters now. Get your tickets at angel.com/sketch.
We are talking about Ruby, Frankie,
and Jody Hildebrandt right now.
And, you know, most people don't read the comment section of their Facebook page or Instagram or YouTube channel, but these people do.
Yeah, and see, that can be a problem sometimes because not everybody out there is going to be nice, even if you are the nicest person in the world. Heck, even if you're a crazy mommy blogger that brags about abusing children. People are not going to always be nice, or some people will be. You never know what you're going to get. But Ruby, she's one who didn't seem to be able to handle the comments that she got after building up a following of 2.5 million subscribers on Facebook. They built that online reputation by sharing their lives with their six children in Utah, giving a candid glimpse into their very strict parenting style, at least her strict parenting style. The husband was kind of on there quite a bit going, whatever you want, honey.
However, the boss.
Yeah. However, the facade began to crack in May 2020 when their son Chad revealed in a video that as a consequence of a prank on his younger brother, Russell, he'd been relegated to sleeping on a beanbag for 7 months. This revelation led to a significant backlash against the couple. Many of their YouTube subscribers were horrified to express their concerns over what they perceived as mistreatment of the Frankie children. A petition was initiated, garnering 17,000 signatures. The petition pushed for the Child Protective Services investigation into the allegations of maltreatment. The Frankie family was scrutinized in June of 2020 when Ruby and her daughter Eve were visited by social workers. Despite the public outcry, the case was closed without the allegations being substantiated. Nevertheless, situation intensified as irate followers sent angry text messages, spam emails, even made late-night threats. The incident that really pushed things to a boiling point was when an unidentified individual with a concealed face showed up at their doorstep with a sinister message. Concerned for their family's safety, Kevin sought the help of David Corrington, a private investigator and a former special agent with the U.S. Department of Homeland Security. Private investigator? That doesn't seem like the right person to call when this is going on.
Wouldn't you call the cops? Wouldn't you call the police?
Yeah, I would think you'd have like some sort of protective thing going on, not necessarily a PI. In a recent People magazine article, Corrington stated, "I think what really threw it over the edge was this person showing up in the middle of the night ringing the doorbell. That starts getting a little more personal and scary with the children being in the house." Despite Corrington's belief that several individuals were targeting the family, frustrations grew as they felt local law enforcement was not doing enough. Allegations and concerns surrounding the Frankie's children's well-being did not dissipate. Over the subsequent months, calls to both the police and CPS poured in, alleging potential mistreatment of the children. The family situation took a severe turn when their youngest son, Russell, was found with physical signs of maltreatment, escaping from family therapist Jody Hildebrandt's home in Ivins, Utah, where he was staying with his mother and sister, Eve Russell, reached out for help. With grave injuries, malnourishment, and tales of abuse, Russell's revelations led to an immediate response from Santa Clara Police Department. As a result, both Ruby and Jody were arrested and charged with aggravated felony and child abuse held at Washington County Purgatory Correctional Facility. Both are awaiting their plea. Meanwhile, Kevin Franke, who had left the family home a year earlier, remains uncharged. So essentially what happened is they got a private investigator to take a closer look at those people who were calling Ruby out on her shit, is really what happened here. She didn't like that. And in no way, shape, or form is it ever appropriate to show up on somebody's doorstep in the middle of the night. But
no,
there's some arguments, I think, to be made here when you do truly believe that children are in danger. Again, you can't take that into your own hands. If I was like the grandparent or an uncle or something like that, I think I may do something of that sort. But it would probably not just be in the middle of the night either. It would be more so, let's get some help going here and being complaining to authorities till something happens. But this, it's interesting where I'm really curious and wondering, so what if somebody did find some interesting information on some of these people that were calling Ruby Franke out? 1,700 of them put their names on a petition.
Yeah. And that's enough people, I would think, to get somebody's attention, that there's some concern here. And it shocks me that the concerns weren't substantiated to CPS and police. It just surprises me.
Well, the system, obviously, it's broken as hell. I mean, we have the Maya case where they arrest parents that are totally good and rip their child away. And then you have ones where it's glaring in the face. Look, this person's literally on video talking about abusing their children. And you're like, well, we can't really prove it. You know, like, how about this video? Right here? nothing makes sense anymore. But it's almost kind of taking a page from the book of Scientology, if you will, of going after your enemies, as they call it, fair game in that religion. And this is not Scientology. This is whatever the fuck they were doing. Certainly wasn't classic or true Mormonism or LDS, although they like to pretend they were. It's a whole other thing of, you know, ripping down and tearing down those who are going to, you know, not be the most positive about the decisions that you're making. Had they kept going, I would have been very curious about where that would have gone to.
And what with that emaciated child, I imagine, you know, he might have been on the brink of death. He might have actually lost his life, and then they got caught. Yeah. So thankfully he was saved, but who knows how much worse this could have gotten.
I wonder what the private investigator would say about his interactions with Ruby. Maybe we should try and get him on the phone. Maybe we should try and get an interview with this private investigator.
Track him down.
Yeah, I think you should get on that one and see if we can have a conversation with him, because I'm really curious as to what that's like of, okay, you got these threats or these calls or these people that really don't like you coming in. What do you do as a private investigator? I mean, I'm just wondering how frantic of a call this was of like, there's all these people that are saying this to me. You got to find out who they are and stop them. And I could just see it being nuts.
Yeah. I wonder if he's like a family friend or something, because it seems really weird that somebody would take this on, especially once they got involved.
Yeah.
I don't want any part of this.
I really wonder what the agreement was between the private investigator and Ruby. Would be an interesting just observation on that that interaction. But there you go. Ruby was ready to, and that's the thing with these crazy people. You know, you think they're far away and they're behind bars, and they are right now. But these people, she's going to get out unless she somehow dies behind bars at a young age. She'll get a sentence of some sort, very likely, but it ain't going to be life. And at some point, she's going to get out. And at some point, she's probably going to want revenge on anybody who helped put her there. And if you're on a list that you specifically signed, I don't know. I don't know. I just
maybe you can call the security dude.
I wouldn't put anything past crazy people, especially these two crazy people.
Want to listen ad-free? want advanced access to all of our interviews before anyone else.
Become a True Crime Today Premium Plus subscriber on Apple Podcasts.
You get every episode commercial-free,
so you can binge on true crime
until you can binge no more.
Search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts now, or go to our podcast page and sign up now.
More of the Hidden Killers podcast next.
That's always kind of been her thing, right? Drawing?
You have to promise not to freak out.
Amber drew that?
She's working through some stuff.
You know, feelings aren't bad. When you get angry, sad, or scared, put it in here, where it can't hurt anyone.
Here's the thing. Life is all about balancing the good and the bad.
I saw an eyeball with legs.
Every part of that was horrifying.
Sketch. In theaters now. Get your tickets at angel.com/sketch.
Amber's drawings might be...
You have to promise not to freak out.
You're not an evil person just because you drew pictures.
Amber drew that?
What in the...
Sketch. In theaters now. Get your tickets at angel.com/sketch.
That's always kind of been her thing, right? Drawing?
You have to promise not to freak out.
Amber drew that?
She's working through some stuff.
You know, feelings aren't bad. When you get angry, sad, or scared, put it in here, where it can't hurt anyone.
Here's the thing. Life is all about balancing the good and the bad.
I saw an eyeball with legs.
Every part of that was horrifying.
Sketch. In theaters now. Get your tickets at angel.com/sketch.
That's always kind of been her thing, right? Drawing?
You have to promise not to freak out.
Amber drew that?
She's working through some stuff.
You know, feelings aren't bad. When you get angry, sad, or scared, put it in here, where it can't hurt anyone.
Here's the thing. Life is all about balancing the good and the bad.
I saw an eyeball with legs.
Every part of that was horrifying.
Sketch. In theaters now. Get your tickets at angel.com/sketch.